This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
What if you did the entire show with that voice?
What voice are you talking about, Chad? This is actually my normal voice. The other one is my broadcast voice.
Oh, man. It'd be good. And actually, it wouldn't be good. I couldn't take it.
What do you mean? Hey, what are you doing after the show, Chad? You want to go hang out?
Nothing with you, that's for sure. Hey, should I look at the handy-dandy callers that you have given me right here? Let's go. All right, Diane, you are first. Diane, do you understand the rules?
I do. Hi, Chad. I want to make you laugh, and I know I have 60 seconds or less to do it.
Okay, are you feeling any pressure right now?
A little, just a little.
Little. All right, that's fine. All right, Diane, the clock has started now.
All right. Guy sits down at the Super Bowl and notices there's an empty seat between him and the next guy. He goes, God, who would skip the Super Bowl? The guy says, well, my wife, it was her ticket. Unfortunately, she passed away recently, and we already had the tickets bought. The guy says, oh, man, that's really tough. He says, is there anybody else from your family who couldn't join you? And he goes, no, unfortunately, they're all at her funeral today. Dad, I can hear you laughing.
I mean, it's a cruel family.
I don't care.
I can't go there.
Okay, sorry.
I can't go.
You bet.
Yeah. Thank you. Dave, what'd you think?
I think that was a good opener. It was a very good opener. It didn't make me laugh out loud, but it was good.
It was good.
Maybe it didn't deserve the sad trombone and crickets.
Yeah.
I'm sure people out there laughing.
Yeah. I'm not saying we're the final word. Maybe that should be the show call. The final word.
Is there a talk show out there?
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the final word. You know, there's got to be a final word out there. Don't you think?
It has to be.
All right. Who's next? Let's go to Jim. Jim, you're on the radio. Go ahead. Hello, Jim. How are you?
Button here.
All right.
I just wonderful. Get ready with the button here, right? Just in case I say something that's not quite appropriate.
Okay.
Anyhow, I had my shoulder replaced in May. A professional driver. I had to go back and take a pee test. So I get in there to take my pee test, and my arm does not turn all the way in. So I have one hand, down on the privates, and the other hand holding the cup, and I can't turn the cup in enough to be able to pee in the cup. So I had to set the cup down on the edge of the toilet, and, it was an embarrassing moment, kind of a mess all over the place in there.
Dave?
Oh,
I mean, long story, bit confusing. Good luck to the shoulder and anything else you're working on. Matt, you were on News Talk 830, the home of the Minnesota Twins, WCCO. Are you ready for your 60 seconds, Matt?
I think so.
All right. The clock has started now.
I am golfing this past weekend with a buddy of mine. I don't get out but a couple times a year. I'm not a great golfer by any means. I'm standing at the tee box in the first hole, waiting to take my turn. I get up there. I hit my first shot. It wasn't good. You know, you take that bad shot in front of everybody, you're embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
I walk up to about the lady, see where my ball is, and I think, okay, I'm just going to play it cool. just gonna play my shot. All of a sudden, I hear a voice from inside the clubhouse. Sir, that's the lady. Can you move back to the men's seats? I thought, he can't be talking to me. He had to just see my shank. Sure enough, as I line up, he goes, sir, please move back to the men's seats. I just ignored it. I line up again. Sir, can you please move back to the men's tees? In front of about 35 people, I had to turn around and say, could you please let me take my second shot? Come on, Chad.
Maybe it just hits me too hard the way I've played this year. Dave, I mean, is that it? You know, there's been a couple glimmers of hope lately. Maybe I'm just thinking of myself there. And how feeble I've been today.
I feel like he's been describing a situation that probably happened to you sometime in July or August. And it's, like you said, a little bit too close to home, frankly, a little bit hurtful.
Yes, yes. I think he was attacking me. He was going after me. All right, Steve, you were the fourth caller, but you're still alive. Okay? How confident, okay, Steve, do you feel right now?
Real confident.
Okay. I like that. He's oozing confidence, so to speak. Steve, you're on the clock now.
Well, this was on Facebook. It's a picture of a little girl kneeling by her bed saying her nighttime prayers. And the caption reads, and Lord, could you please send clothes to those poor ladies on Grandpa's computer?
I almost was there. I almost. Harrigan, did you laugh on that one?
I chortled.
Yeah.
That's not called make Dave chortle, though.
Yeah, I know. And I almost felt like maybe I suppressed that too much because pretty good.
Because it's too.
But I don't know, Dave. I can't now go back, can I? I mean, no. What are the rules?
No, you can't. I mean, it's,
I can't.
He doesn't
now
make
I
you
think
laugh.
Back to
it. Past.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I think it's a pretty good one, but it just didn't get me there. Thank you, Steve. Judy, this rarely happens on the final word. You are the fifth and final caller. Did you call in the other day, Judy? We had a Judy before.
I did. I'm going to give it another try.
Okay, I like it. I like persistence. Dave, I think we've had someone win before who did not win initially. Is that correct?
That has happened, and I'm sure Judy went back to the drawing board, found something a little bit punchier. Let's see what she's got.
Looked within herself, said, where can Judy be better? All right, Judy, what do you have?
Why isn't there a pregnant Barbie?
Why isn't there a pregnant Barbie?
Because Ken comes in a different box. Ding, ding. Ding, ding. Oh.
What do you think of that one, Dave?
Really?
I'm laughing.
Really? You had to laugh, giggled, snickered.
I did laugh, Judy. I'm kidding you. You're the winner.
Oh, you did!
Yes.
I held the mic away just to fool you, Judy. That was very funny. Very funny.
Oh, thank God.
I just wanted to tease you, Judy. I pulled the mic away. I laughed. I just wanted you thinking to win. Excellent.
You just
they're willing to go body on us to win, Harrigan, and we have no trouble with that, right? This adult radio station, what's happened to WCCO? No, this is what's happened to WCCO. Judy, congratulations, Dave. Hit the button. We'll play again tomorrow.